Trinary Sanctuary. Trinary Sanctuary is in the trinary universe, and it is based on a simple math equation, positive 1 plus negative 1 equals 0. If you can understand this equation, you can understand the trinary universe. It has three numbers in it, positive 1, negative 1, and 0. So let me graph this. We can talk about it in more detail. In math, we tend to drop the positive and just write it as 1 plus negative 1 equals 0. But we cannot write this as 1 minus 1. This is not that type of math. As you can see, this is calculus, and Sir Isaac Newton did not invent it. Even he said that he figured it out from math equations found in the 3rd century Torah, also known as the Bible, which is a condensed version of it. So if we follow the Torah, it is talking about a linear function such as plus 1 plus minus 1 equals 0 as a linear equation. And if written using calculus, we can find a linear equation that sweeps out a specific type of waveform. I will call it a brainwave. The top graph is a two-dimensional view. The bottom is a three-dimensional view. As you see, it is a helix, as in one strand of DNA, or as Nikola Tesla pointed out, the alternating current, or AC frequency. So the Torah is written in math. To understand trinary math, we must understand the Torah or Bible, because electricity makes light, and all light without darkness is how God is defined. In the Torah or Bible, it said the Father, who is the positive one, and is solid because the matter is in all three dimensions, and why it is called Trinity. The Torah or Bible said that the Son is the negative one, therefore antimatter, because it is only semi-solid because it is transitioning from the second to the first dimension. And the zero is ground, also known as earth or Mother Nature, making the number zero the Holy Ghost, since it is invisible because it has no dimension. And this is God, since it is the light. And God is everywhere in the universe, and God never moves. In fact, the universe revolves around God, since God is all light without darkness found inside every atom in the universe, and atoms are Trinity. But Sir Isaac Newton hated the teaching of Trinity as a deity that does not physically exist, much like Jesus Christ did not exist in the 3rd century Torah, because Kepler found out Christ was inserted into the 4th century Torah to make only the love of money evil, and to make Jesus Barabbas out to be the bad man for being the leader of the militia that defeated the Roman Empire for their use of money and taxation. So I changed the name of Trinity to Trinary, since they both mean the same thing anyway. I will only talk about the Torah, since the Bible is based on it, and what year does not matter in this case, since God is all light without darkness is all you need to know about God, since all means nothing else. Major difference between the two versions, one before the 4th century and the other before it, is the removal of all science, and condensing the Torah down to a book with no meaning, since it is only a book of alchemy to begin with. Once you remove that, the book is worthless. As proof, in Psalms 23 it states that anyone that follows this shepherd is a sheep. That is the mark of the beast. So all religious people take the mark of the beast known as a sheep like you, spelled E-W-E, proving they are satanic. And as Tesla said, we are all light beings, so we are electricity. Benjamin Franklin proved this. So only satanic sheep would buy and sell electricity knowing it is our souls, proving everyone on this planet is satanic. The trinary universe is based on trinary atoms, and there are three types: proton, neutron, and electron, and they have larger counterparts known as trinary engines that are the core of the galaxy, sun, planets, and moons, and gravity is the force of God, or light without darkness found inside all trinary atoms and trinary engines. So trinary math is based on the math of Johannes Kepler, Sir Isaac Newton, Nikola Tesla, and Jeffrey Scott Flesher, or me in the flesh. And flesh is my name, and also what Jesus Barabbas said he would come back as. So in my reality, I was chosen by my birth date and was force-fed all the knowledge of the Torah over my lifetime and worked on only one problem: how to survive the end of time. This is what Trinary Sanctuary is all about: the science of the trinary universe. Trinary atoms or engines are the same. They have three logical state changes, and our Earth is about to reverse its polarity. To do this, it will pass through ground, causing our magnetosphere to decay in strength. If you do not know this, it's because mainstream science fiction being sold as real science. Our Earth does not produce any magnetic field by spinning like a motor or generator. It might have iron, but does not act like a motor or generator. That is a theory never proven, just like the Big Bang. Just as stupid. This isn't not an alternate universe in an alternate reality. So centrifugal force does not apply to our universe, nor our magnetosphere. Nor does our magnetosphere come from spinning of the Earth. Gravity is due to the force of God, and that is math. You cannot use theory like Albert Einstein, since they are based on an alternate universe in an alternate reality and took God or all light out of the universe. So you have no universe with no light, and who really cares about this reality to begin with? But thinking it can apply to our universe is insane, and why trinary science is the real science now. A equals mc squared is the same as F equals ma, and when A is at the speed of light, you square it. So it's not Einstein's math, but Newton's. This is called plagiarism and against the law nowadays, and why Einstein's theories do not apply to our universe. Einstein removed God, therefore the light. So this is not our universe, and only fools believe it. So why do fools believe in Einstein is a question only Satan can answer. Trinary is about logical state changes in trinary atoms and engines. A woman named Henrietta Swan Leavitt made the most important discovery of our century, and few know about it. The math of Kepler and Newton does not explain how the galaxy moves. If you look at the two systems opposite each other, you will see a pattern. They move on tracks, and at the same rate, but not at the same speed as they orbit the galaxy. I wrote trinary math to explain this. This math proves our planet is about to shift polarity. Like the Torah said, we are on track 666, and that means we have a 30-million-year cycle we go through the galactic disk. Last time was about 3 million years ago, and how old the Great Pyramids are, since the Torah said that is where Adam and Eve were banished from paradise. And since it is a power plant that takes salt water and separates it into hydrogen and oxygen, burned together, makes electricity and pure water, the Torah talks more about the end of time than any other subject in it, proving it is the most important subject in it, yet few know why. And this is due to the religious sheep who lie about the Torah or Bible and will go to hell. And hell means underground or dead. Since our souls are electricity, our souls are bought and sold as electricity. And why the church lies to you? All because gay pedophiles want to get paid to altar boys. Sodom and Gomorrah were nuclear or God bombs, since the atom has light without darkness inside it. That is God, and only satanic sheep would allow its use, proving this planet is hell and only Satan exists. And I, meaning me, or meat known as flesh, mine being named Jeffrey Scott Flesher, or me in the flesh, is the only one that understands the Torah, because I'm the only one that understands the light, and why I am the light wizard in the flesh, so I can be born 100 years before the very day Sir Isaac Newton said the Torah said that the end of time was 100 years after a privately owned bank started to print money instead of Congress was allowed to take over due to religion and religious sheep who buy and sell souls by the kilowatt and believe God does not physically exist or God does not exist at all, yet believe Jesus Christ does when there is no proof in history. And Kepler and Sir Isaac Newton prove Christ was inserted into the 4th century Torah and was not in the 3rd century Torah, making it the book of sin, all because the powers that be do not want its sheep knowing the truth. Our planet is about to vent all our atmosphere into open space, causing a huge earthquake and an instant ice age. NASA believes 2033, Newton 2061. I hope Newton is right, but I believe NASA. They have a lot more data than Newton did at his time. Those that know the end of time is coming can prepare. those that do not deserve to survive it. But to believe this is not going to happen is insane. To believe it will not vent our atmosphere, knowing it is the only thing holding it in, is even more insane. As such, trinary science is the solution. Trinary science is about solutions and not just the science of pointing out the problem. And trinary sanctuary is the solution to everything because it is based on trinary science. Sanctuary is a word or spell most people know, so adding a prefix of trinary to it, as in trinary atom, trinary engine, trinary science, and the trinary universe, it adds the three logical state changes. So how does it work? Trinary sanctuary has 9 directives, which are simple to understand. Religion, money, and law are not allowed. Trinary sanctuary is ran by trinary militia and trinary military. They only work for free, as in freedom, and only work for trinary sanctuary. The concept is simple. The United States Constitution only allows Congress to print money, but in 1861, the last legal president, the 16th or Hex, who sold the U.S. into slavery with the banks that now own us, the United States military took an oath to defend and support the Constitution and only allows Congress to print money, and took an oath to execute all guilty of treason, and that includes everyone working for money printed by the Federal Reserve Bank, all because sheep like you do not know how to read. The United States of America is not a country. It is a corporation that is guilty of treason, and its military dogs took an oath to execute all using money printed by the Federal Reserve. So the military cut a deal with China to wipe out all the United States so we can wipe out as much of their overpopulation so we can execute all their satanic sheep at the same time for buying and selling souls. So this is a trinity or trinary war known as World War III. The concept is simple. All those that want to separate from their current governments and work for trinary sanctuary for free can only do so if their governments allow it. And that is only if they know what it is in it for them. So that always comes down to money. But the Federal Reserve is in charge of it, and they know everything I have told you is the truth since I work for them. It would be stupid for me to make up lies or to falsify information. I can go to prison for that. I'm a federal employee. Trinary sanctuary is a concept where the government that the militia and military took an oath to execute, all for allowing the treason by making a franchise out of the United States and stealing all its gold. This is the deal. We can go to war and nuke each other or allow trinary sanctuary to exist, and we do not have to go to war. Not much to ask. So what will trinary sanctuary do? That is provide its excess power, water, and food as payment to the national debt. In return, they stay out of our land, and we build their city around trinary sanctuary. So we do not have to ship things far. We will build these cities to survive the end of time so both sides can live in peace. The deal is very simple, and for a very good reason. Everyone can understand it. Trinary sanctuary is its own form of government. Only it does not allow religion, money, or law. Those are evil and satanic. Religion teaches God does not physically exist and lies about Christ just to allow those that took the mark of the beast known as sheep like you, just to sell you on money and how good money is. Within God we trust, engraved in it. Just like the Torah told you Satan would do, and money to buy and sell souls. The militia and military would rather wipe Satan off the planet. So the deal will not be on the table for long, and laws that allow treason, you know who will be executed first. I am not here to make a deal. I am here to tell you what the deal is. Those that took an oath to protect and defend the United States Constitution will now do their duty or prove they are guilty of treason. And in fact, working for the Federal Reserve, and that is treason under the Constitution, so smoke it. It is made of hemp, and you love to get high, or you would not commit treason. But to allow it proves you are guilty of treason, therefore should be executed for your crime. That's the law. The deal is over if you do not start building trinary sanctuary. This is not a game, nor do I play games I cannot win. Bring the war on and see the sheep run and hide like the stupid beast they took the mark of the Torah to prove they are satanic sheep. will be hunted down and executed for their sins at the end of time, and it does not matter if China nukes us or the military proves it is not guilty of treason and declares martial law and takes back our country. Till that day, they are all guilty of treason. And Mother Nature does not do this to punish anyone. This is just how the planet works. But because treasonous traitors believe God does not physically exist or exist at all and want to be slaves to the national debt and get welfare so they do not have to work, thus the national debt is due to the consumers, the end of time will be the start of a 1,000-year ice age, and only cities built to last and survive will. I want this to go to the World Court, which is owned by the Federal Reserve. I want Trinary Sanctuary to deal with them directly. You ask them if this is all true, and see what they say. And ask them for Trinary Sanctuary and see if they allow it. See if the military takes over like it took an oath to do so, or if they are just paid federal employees, and then you will understand the truth. Lincoln was the last legal president to be elected, and that is just a fact. After that, it was just Federal Reserve employees with titles meant to fool sheep like you. I work for the Federal Reserve, and that is where my loyalties lie, and I know what they want and what deal they will make, and why Trinary Sanctuary is perfect. We have nothing to negotiate. The deal is simple. Trinary is given land, equipment, and resources to build a city around Trinary and build Trinary in the center. Whoever works in Trinary does so as a Trinary member. This is ran like a militia or military without the mission to go to war. We never have a need for weapons. The city is our defense. The federal city is our defense. That is what I call feds. Such that those living in the Trinary are free and have real freedom, and their job is to provide power, water, and food for all, and that includes Trinary and federal, and why we call the federal city around Trinary. And as long as Trinary stays neutral, unarmed, with no reason to need them, there will be peace. And I want the World Court to grant Trinary land and accept its Trinary Sanctuary plan. People cannot imagine working for free, but I know the feds cannot afford this, and I know no one will survive our atmosphere being vented into space and the meteorite shower. But the real reason for me wanting to create Trinary is to allow the human race another chance to survive. And if we, that is Trinary, take over all the important things like energy, food, and water, and housing, we can all live in a better place. But religion causes war and requires money and law to serve Satan. And Trinary will not serve Satan, nor pretend we are sheep. We are all dogs and all have dog tags to prove it. But no sheep here, no feds, which are shepherds, if you did not know this. I work for them, and never forget this. I just want to live in a better place that can survive our atmosphere being vented into space, and might even survive a meteor shower in a 1,000-year ice age. This is the Trinary Sanctuary plan. Trinary Sanctuary is about a group of people that want to build a new modern city. This one is built to stand up to ice glaciers and to house an area enough to grow crops and raise animals, manufacture needed items, and basically survive a 1,000-year ice age. So those people are driven. They have goals in life, so this is the place to make those goals happen for everyone. And this is based on John Nash's math and something few understand. But he said what is good for all of us is good for us as individuals, so the needs of the one always outweigh the needs of the many, so no one gets left out. So this is a large family that must get along. And with no religion, money, and law to control them, they have freedom they have no idea what to do with. This is not anarchy. This is an advanced society that does not believe in the eye for eye revenge. We have no prisons or prisoners, nor any form of punishment other than banishment back to the feds. We only teach what you should be doing and not what you should not be doing. We all know what is right or wrong, or we have no reason to live in a society that assumes you do. So they need to teach you what they expect, and in general, that is, only teach you how to do technical things needed for work. And we allow the individual the freedom to create an advanced society not based on classes or rank. Sure, Trinary has rank, but it only indicates their level of technical training and duty efficiency, and is not used to pull rank or give orders. It is there so people know proficiency you are by your rank, and they learn to respect that rank. But we are not the military, and will not train like them, but still learn about their technical orders we will be using, writing and reading. So this is how we do our job, and we do not get involved in individual lives more than we need to, and do not punish for mistakes. We learn from them and move on. We do not allow bullying or any type of control that is not required for safety reasons. This is a free society and must stay that way, and rules, regulations, laws are only designed to punish. Safety is the major concern here, not punishing people for making mistakes. The major difference between Trinary and Feds is control. We work together as a team. That means no I. There is no such thing as our problem or their problem. One person's problem becomes everyone's problem, or someone gets left out. So the only difference is control. And education, and what Trinary Sanctuary is about, is educating people to not be sheep. How to get along with others. How to speak only one language. So we will create our own language so there is no voting on it. And there will never be any voting in Trinary. If you allow any kind of group decisions to dictate your future, it's over before it started. For example, if you were to vote on a reality right now, most people would pick Christ and Einstein. And why they are not allowed in Trinary. You can teach what stupid sheep were taught in a history class about feds and why we do not want to be one and why we have to separate these two societies, yet still have them operate as one, not forgetting we are all just one city. The center is Trinary, the outside is federal or the Federation. If NASA is right about 2033, we have little time left. So those that do not believe that the end of time is coming should be sent to mental wards for observation. Our atmosphere, or magnetosphere, is decaying at a rate of 5% a year. This is scaring the hell out of me, and I have cancer and may not live that long to begin with, but I want my grandchildren to be able to grow up. People will say stupid things, proving they are sheep. So let me explain all the sheep concepts that you need to be aware of. So the first one is gravity. Kepler and Newton said light is static, the universe is dynamic, and God is the force of gravity. The Torah Bible defines God as all light without darkness, and that is found inside all the atoms in the universe. And F equals ma, so the mass of the atoms times its acceleration is the force of God. Therefore, God and light mean the same thing. Why the Torah has a name for God is simple. Light without darkness is a mouthful. And I am God. Say that into a mirror and believe it, since it is the truth. We are. And that is just a fact. We are 100% made of God, therefore God. So I am God. But the concept of being a God, only all the atoms in the universe are God. We are only a very small part of God, so in Trinary we pray to God that is all light without darkness found in all atoms. So goddamn means we built a dam out of God, and all dams are built this way, and all life is 100% God, and all life is electrical, so our souls are all the same. Imagine that, a fly has the same soul as all life on the planet. We are all connected this way, not sheep, stupid satanic beast that believe God does not physically exist or that God does not exist, and why they will never be allowed into Trinary Sanctuary. I want to explain this one to you simply. Our planet has iron in it, but because it spins, does not make it a motor nor a generator. Our rotational spinning does not create magnetic effects whatsoever. Get it? None. That is fake science for stupid sheep, and why they are not allowed in Trinary Sanctuary, because they are so stupid they are dangerous to be around, and why education is the first thing everyone in Trinary Sanctuary needs. They need to understand electronics. Our planet is a very large atom and follows the same exact rules. We have magnetic attraction running the planets and moons and not centrifugal force. That is just stupid. That is just too stupid to understand. And again, why sheep are not allowed. They are dangerous. They believe in things that do not make any sense whatsoever. God is the force of gravity, not centrifugal force, and anyone teaching it will not be allowed in Trinary Sanctuary because they are too stupid to be in any advanced society. People do not have any rights in Trinary Sanctuary. None. Not one. Get it? You will never have any rights. Got it? None. And why? If we give you rights, you are not free. You are slaves. Only slaves have rights. Only slaves want rights. And the rights to believe what you want to is one you will never have in Trinary Sanctuary. Only sheep want rights to believe what everyone else in Trinary Sanctuary only believe what they can prove is a fact. And no theories are allowed. Only sheep need them. So no theoretical science is allowed in Trinary Sanctuary because we are an advanced society, not a science fiction fantasy. Stupid sheep. The atmosphere is decaying in strength at 5% a year, and the Earth is not slowing down, proving centrifugal force is a lie only sheep would believe in. So we must agree on trinary science and never allow sheep to lead the dogs off into some pasture full of sheep shit. Eating you has damaged their brain. Trinary Sanctuary is about building a future. Right now, there is none. We stay slaves to the feds and die on the surface of the planet while the rich and famous live underground, knowing there is not enough room for sheep like you? And why they lie to you and give you deadly vaccines like the coronavirus that is called a vaccine? Give me a break. Anyone that gets vaccinated is stupid. They are fools. Therefore, why sheep are not allowed, nor drug addicts. Those are federal sheep and not allowed for this reason. They believe money is freedom. What fantasy are they living in? Money is used to buy and sell souls, proving only Satan would take the mark of the beast known as you like sheep. Like, and why none of you will survive the end of time. You are stupid sheep, and Trinary Sanctuary cannot be built by slaves that only work for Satan's money. And since there is not enough money in the world to build Trinary Sanctuary, money is a moot point. Those that do not agree with Trinary way of life do not need to participate, nor do they have any right to stop us from wanting our own city. So we do not have to live in sin like satanic sheep like you who took the mark of the beast and buy and sell souls with money. We do not want to die on the surface just so sheep can be slaughtered by Satan just to have more copper tops. Trinary Sanctuary is not going to allow Satan to win. So the military took an oath to execute all that used money not printed by Congress. So I am asking them to do their duty, or we all know the truth about the military. They will not fulfill their oath, proven they are liars and guilty of treason and should be executed. So if China is listening to this, you have my blessing to nuke the United States and its treasonous population of sheep like you who voted for a treasonous president after the 16th, or hex that was cast on all of U.S. or us. And everyone knows this is all the truth since the laws prove it. So who are we fooling? This is the end of time, and sheep are too stupid to understand anything that requires logic. For example, God is all light without darkness. We all know this physically exists, so we all agree only sheep are that stupid and that satanic as to take the mark of the beast known as sheep like you in Psalms 23, proving religion is about worshiping Satan just so gay pedophiles can get paid to altar boys. Sheep offend me, so I offend them. They are not allowed in sanctuary and will die in the end of time. And I will recharge my cell phone with their dead souls just so I can say I told you so. Sheep never change. They believe they have the right to believe what they want. They believe they have rights and therefore will never change. They are slaves to money, knowing it is sin to buy and sell souls. Only Satan would do such. But no one listened to Tesla. No one. So everyone is going to die at the end of time. So sheep cannot change, but people can. Decide if you want to live with the mark of the beast known as sheep like you, or if you are a real person who does not live in an alternate universe, in an alternate reality. And I am done trying to explain. Drugs are not good for them, and vaccines have totally damaged your brain. You are so insane. And why the Bible calls you sheep if you follow the shepherd leading you into hell at the end of time, Why does the military live underground is simple. They know this is all the Trinary Sanctuary is up to you, and I'm meaning me, in the flesh, do not have any control over you. You always have had the choice to believe what you want, and believe you have that right because you are too stupid to understand your belief denies me mine. And why none of you are allowed into Trinary Sanctuary, and it is because you are so stupid. You are dangerous to be around. So Trinary Sanctuary is about separating satanic sheep from real people. If you are a real person, then ask the Federal Reserve for Trinary Sanctuary. Do not waste your time on fake government. You know they are all guilty of treason, and you cannot believe anything that they say and their puppet mainstream media. But do nothing, and you're already dead inside. So in 2033, it does not matter. If you are such a fool as to not understand the truth, you do not deserve to live. But living in sin by using money to buy and sell souls, knowing only Satan does that because gay pedophiles are allowed to alter boys, proves this is really creepy, just like the church that allows it and murdered Jesus for money. The satanic church, that is. Sheep are too stupid to understand they took the mark of the beast known as you, so stupid satanic sheep have no say-so in the world since they are to blame. And will die at the end of time in 2033 if NASA is right, or 2061 if Newton is right. But by 2103, this will be an ice planet for 1,000 years. So welcome to the new reality of Trinary science. And the reason I want Trinary Sanctuary is to get away from satanic sheep like you who allow treason. You have no honor and deserve to die in the end of time. But real people have the right to live in freedom and not that federal freedom. All I can do is tell you the truth. It is not up to me to build Trinary Sanctuary. That is not what the Torah or Bible said. It just said Jesus would return 100 years before the end of time in the flesh and would tell you the truth. The Santa Claus is all about money. The end of time is real. The United States will be the new South Pole by 2033. Just a fact if things keep progressing the way they are now, since the North Pole is on the move. So real people need to contact the Federal Reserve and ask for Trinary Sanctuary, and do not stop asking until you get real freedom.